It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I just feel your love.
Of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. Here we are. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everybody. I'm Summer McStravick. Very, very happy to be with you today as I tape this podcast as a live radio show. That means that you are welcome to call in. Just go to my website. You'll find all the instructions on a page there for when we air, where we air, what number to call, and so on and so on. So every week on Tuesdays is when I'm here with you. I choose a different topic, but it's one that relates to the idea of flow, of energy, universal consciousness, how we can create, manifest, and be connected to our highest potential. Now, this subject is just so extensive. I have been taping this show for more than 10 years. Meaning I've got about 500 episodes, and you can find all of those, if not on iTunes, you'll find them in my premium archives, which again, you can find access in my own website. So one of the topics that I've been meaning to go over with you guys for so long is called hiding or ready to be seen, right? It's kind of like hide and seek. It's one of the most requested topics, I guess you could say, that my students, you know, ask me to share with them. In case you're new, I do lead a group of students every year through something I call Me School, M-E School. The M is for manifesting. The E is for empathic intuition. And this concept of being seen, of going bigger, is usually one of the driving factors that lead students to study flow dreaming, to study manifesting, to study intuition with me. Me School is the place where we not just learn who we are and how we tick, so to speak, but how to communicate with the universe in such a way that we begin to steer our lives in a much more masterful way, working with non-physical energy in conjunction, really in alignment with the physical energy of our lives, so that we really become, you know, as they say, double trouble, meaning we get a lot more done a lot more quickly and to a much more, joyful degree than other people who perhaps don't study personal growth. So hiding, ready or not. Here we go. First of all, I just as a little disclaimer, I can't possibly get through this entire topic in the podcast. In essence, what I'm doing right now is a little preview of a whole class, several classes, a whole segment that I teach in Me School. So think of this as a taste test. I do aim in this hour to get at least one good aha out of you. Meaning that, oh my God, I just saw an area where I'm quote unquote playing small. And now I know why, right? If we can get that far, then that is fantastic. If you like what we're going to do over the next hour, by the way, I don't usually mention things that are coming up quickly or live because I recognize that podcasts go deep into the vaults and you could be listening years later. But I am, in fact, teaching a workshop this week in just a couple of days called How to Solve Anything Using Flow. And if you want to find out about that, you need to be on my newsletter. So run over to flowdreaming.com right now. Jump into my newsletter. There should be a place right there on the homepage. I give you a free tutorial, a free product, actually, when you get on the newsletter. But you'll also get an invitation that way to be in my next totally free workshop, which is coming up. Okay, I think I've gone through all of my all of my preliminary news. Let's get into this idea of why we hide, right? That's the first thing I really want to have you look at inside yourself. This concept of being seen and why we hide, being seen itself refers to that feeling we have of finally being on the stage we're supposed to be on, having that mouthpiece to the world, having what we know, having what we've learned, reach an audience. And this doesn't mean that you grow up to be a speaker, you know, or a motivational speaker or a coach necessarily, or even at all. It can just mean that in your workplace, you are now seen, you are now acknowledged, you're recognized, you are brought forward as a leader, as an innovator, as someone who helps run things or show things. It means that you can stand in the front of the line in your life. You can say to your family, I am the one who does everything here. I need that to be seen and acknowledged. I would like to have the resources so that I can continue to do that. It means that you have finally gotten over yourself, right? And your message, whatever it is allowed to grow into the world because you're not standing in its way anymore. And that's the thing. A lot of us have a message. We have something that we know how to do. It's our unique expression, right? And we all have that unique expression. And in some of us, I know you're shaking your heads thinking, no, I don't. I really don't know much. I'm really not good at much. I don't want to hear that. That's a way of hiding. If you can't even self-acknowledge your unique expression, remember, we are all here as pieces of source energy, little fragments of God, right? We all have something inside of us that we have explored. And maybe in your mind, you've said it's insignificant. And I'm here to show you a different mirror, to say, why would you think that's insignificant? Right? I have people in my life who are the most amazing listeners. And every time I have to scream and shout or grieve or just get things off my back, right? I have certain friends who can do that for me. They're amazing at it. It's a skill. It's a talent. It's their little piece of shiny light. And yet they would say, that's not a big deal. I don't do anything. I just sit here. And I say, no, but it's the way you sit there. It's the way you receive me. It's the way you make me feel heard. It's the way you show me something different about myself by letting myself give this to you and not feeling guilty about it or bad or like I'm, you know, anything. Right? And that's their piece of light. That's their gift. Imagine if they could be seen in that gift. If they could make not just me heard, but other people feel heard or listened to. They could become the world's greatest therapist. They could become the world's greatest priest. They could become, you know, anybody who has to hear and receive and take people's burdens on seemingly effortlessly. That's just a little example of something that you may not even know is inside you that needs to come out. Now, there's others of us who are sitting there like chomping at the bit and you're saying, I'm writing a book. I'm talking about my world travels. I'm talking about my epiphany. I'm talking about how I changed the workplace. I'm talking about, in fact, I was interviewing a student from Me School just yesterday who was one of the first women to fly airplanes in her country. And she's writing a book about it. And I thought, you know, that's being seen. That's being heard. That's saying, I am worthy of this. So if you have that in you and yet it's not fully expressed to the degree you want it to be, it's not in the world to the degree that you feel it should be, there are reasons for that. And they're surrounding you right now. And you really, It's not like you have to wait for those reasons to come to you. They're already there. They're surrounding you. They're surrounding you. That's a principle of flow energy. What you need to know is already surrounding you. We don't wait around waiting for little things to dribble drabble to us. We act on the presumption that our lives are full and our next step is always right there. The information we need is currently surrounding us, right? The onus then is on us. It's never on God to give us more. Right? That's a wrong way to use the idea of manifesting. Give me more. I don't have enough. We always have enough. The onus is on us to see what's surrounding us, to understand, why am I hiding? So I only have time to give you two reasons for why you're hiding, but each of these is pretty meaty and rich. There are many more. Right? That is something that my Me School class will travel through the remaining reasons to kind of fulfill the rainbow, so to speak. But let's work with these two this hour, okay? Reason number one, the reason you're not being seen is because you haven't yet found your power. You just simply haven't found your power. And I know that sounds kind of broad and vague, so I'm going to give you some examples or subsets of this overall reason. Right? The root, think of it like this. The root reason is you haven't found your power. This now is how it displays itself. Coming up in these thought patterns, right? These feeling patterns. Every one of these thoughts is based on an emotion, a deep-seated feeling about yourself that you have, that you hold, that you're constantly projecting into flow. So one of these reasons might be, one of these feeling states, someone else is better than me. I can't project that. I can't step up to that degree. Someone else is already better than I am. Ah, what is that all about? Oh, you're not good enough, huh? You haven't found your power. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are better than you. I've got news for you. You're right. You're right. There's a lot of people who are better than me. There are a lot of people that are worse than you. A lot of people worse than me. Does that stop me? Should that stop you? What is that cutoff line that says only those people can find their power and speak and be seen and be heard? And think about it. It's kind of absurd if you start looking into it. Is there a line out there that you have to, you know? And then sometimes you'll try and make up these fake lines like, well, I can't until I get my degree, or I can't until I've been specially acknowledged by this program, or I can't until I've, right? You create these little false lines in your mind to help you feel like you're getting better. In reality, there will always be someone better than you. There will always be someone worse than you. It is never a reason to step away. You start wherever you're at. When I first started teaching flow dreaming, there were people better than me at teaching, people worse at me than teaching. But I started because I had something to say, and it was unique, and it was interesting. And I found that as I started speaking it, there were certain people who said, hey, Summer, I think like you. And I knew that because they started to email me. They started to call me on my podcast and my radio program. And they said, what you're saying makes sense to me. Maybe I've even heard certain things that sound similar before, but the way you say it reaches me. And I said, there, that's my genius. That's my genius. That's it. I will just keep doing this. And that is how I got into my power. I grew into my power. Here's another variation of that. I don't know enough yet. I like it. I'm good. I think I'll be good at it. I don't know enough yet. I know how to knit, but I'm not a master at it. Really? Okay, fine. Can you share with other people what you already know? I bet there's a lot of beginners classes. I bet there's a lot of, you know, teenager classes. I bet there's a lot of people you could teach to basically knit. You don't need to be a master. Why are you hiding behind that excuse? What's up with that? How come you don't feel powerful in what you do know? Why is it always not enough? Right? Why don't you feel powerful in what you do know? Why is it always not enough? I repeated that because that's a powerful question to ask yourself. You should write that one down. So if you haven't found your power yet, you will always find an excuse or a reason not to do it. You will find a reason to stay small, and you will continuously, here's the thing, make up more and more reasons. You'll clear one reason and poof, another one will pop up, right? Because you'll say, well, now I know more. Now I know what I don't know. So I gotta learn that next thing. And on and on and on you travel. Still never stepping up, never stepping in. This is called getting in your own way, by the way. You're getting in your own way. You're so self-conscious. You're so self-aware. You're so fearful that you can't get out of your way and let your genius, let your soul self express itself the way it wants and needs to. Right? The universe wants to funnel something through you, and you're standing right in front of it saying, nope, not yet. I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. Right? This is what they call getting rid of ego. But I find that I don't really mesh with that wording. So I simply say, I have to get out of my way. If I have to make a difficult phone call and I'm not feeling in my power, I get out of my way. There's something larger I have to serve. I have to fix something because I have to serve it. I have to do this. Get out of my way. Use that. Use that phrase. Use that feeling continuously. So what might be another reason that you can't go big, that you can't shine, that prevents you from shifting into the spotlight, from starting to walk into it? Maybe I haven't touched it yet. Maybe the next one is the one that you need. I'll be hurt if I'm seen. Okay, again, that's the broad overall thing. The broad overall reason. I'll be hurt if I'm seen. Now, this one has a lot of sub-reasons, a lot of them, such as I'll be physically harmed. I mean, literally, I'll be hurt if I stand out, if I step out. You know, for instance, a woman who's been abused, or a man even as a child, or maybe who was raped, right? This person has a legitimate, deep emotional feeling. If I'm seen, I could get physically hurt. So I'm going to downplay my beauty. Maybe I'll even put on some weight, right? We start enacting all of these so-called control measures. If I have control over how I look and appear, if I have control over the way people react to me, I can keep myself safe. If fewer people are looking at me and admiring me, I may not get hurt. Right? That's a reason we pull back. We stay small. We say, don't look at me. There's other ways, though, that this expresses itself. What if you're hurt emotionally, intellectually? I'll be ridiculed or called out. If I step out, someone is going to make fun of me. Someone's going to call me out. They're going to say, she doesn't know what she's doing. He's just pretending he's the best. He's just saying that. There's other people better. I don't believe you. You're a fake. Ooh, really? You're not the best real estate agent? What? They're going to call you out? Right? You're protecting yourself. You don't want to risk feeling that. You don't want to risk it. And along those same lines, someone's going to talk badly about me. Right? They're going to just talk badly about me. If I step out, if I stand out, if I start really going bigger in my work, in my career, in my creativity, if my books start really selling like hotcakes, in any way that I'm escalating, my friends are going to say, well, I only care about money. I sold out. My peers will say I'm climbing over them. I'm using them. I'm copying them. They're going to talk bad about me. People will question my integrity. People will be jealous. They'll be jealous. And I don't want that. So I better stay at the level they're at. If I stay at the level that my friends and family are at, then they won't say that stuff. I can't risk it. I'm afraid. I'll be hurt. I will lose them. Right? This is especially true with friends and family. They're going to treat me differently. They're not going to like me. They're going to be resentful. They're going to start talking behind my back. I can't lose them. I've got to stay small. I've got to stay with them. Right? This is a huge, huge reason why people hide. This fear. And you know what? You got to let it go. You got to let it go. If you stay behind these fears, you will chafe against them every day of your life. You know what chafing does? It rubs you raw. It becomes a raw, sore spot. It becomes that thing inside you that always wonders, could I have done better? What happened? What would happen if I tried to go big? Did I try, you know, that old saying, did I try at least once in my life to go big? Or did I always play small? Did I always play safe? What's the result of that? Right? We all know people older, bitter, cranky, right? That stereotypical, you know, 99-year-old, cranky, never really enjoyed life, never really did what he or she wanted. We know people like that now. People who have played it safe and stayed small, kept their heads down, don't get hurt. Okay, here is the key before we go to break. The key is you can change this. You can go big. You can be seen. You can stretch. You can make that attempt. And maybe it's even your second attempt or your third attempt. Maybe you actually were hurt the first time you tried to go big. There is a way out of that. There is a way around that. You cannot afford to stay in it without downsizing the quality of your life. That's the penalty. You choose to stay small. There is a penalty. That's the chafing. That's the wondering. That's the resentment that builds. You know what happens when resentment builds? It's like in a marriage. You let that resentment build too many years. One day, bam, that marriage is over and you can't get it back. That's what happens inside of you. One day, bam, it's over. And you think, I missed my chances. That's it. Nobody wants to end their days like that. So how do you get it back? You have to learn to get out of your own way. You have to embrace wanting to be seen. You've got to challenge it. You've got to get into it. You've got to step forward and say, I am now asking you to be in my life flow. Give me opportunities. Let's do this. Here's the key. I can't give you the way out of it in this particular show. We're already halfway through. Did you know that? I still have a flow dream. I have calls. I have so much more coming up. So that's going to have to wait to another podcast someday, or please join me in Me School. In fact, what we do there, this is the other key. It's not enough just to know these things. I've probably already said one or two things that have triggered you. You're like, yeah, that's me. It's not enough to just know it. Knowing it is the first piece. After this, you have to get in and begin to change it. And this is where most people stop. You stop at the knowing. And you stop because you say, well, I don't know how to change that. How do I be seen? What happens when somebody does talk badly about me? What happens when I do feel that insecurity next to my friend? What happens when? This is what you work through. You have to integrate this knowledge into action in your life, into different ways of doing things, into flow dreaming, into pre-action. You have to start using tools to challenge this and to move through it. Right now, you're standing at this point where you can see the ceiling, right? You can see the ceiling or the wall, the thing that's blocking you. But you need to have the tools and start chipping through it. That's the difference. If you do that, you will be seen. You will go big. You will find that success. You will find it. I have found it. I see tons of people finding it. My students are finding it, right? I mentor them on how to find their next level of success. Forget about the first level. We're 4, 5, 8, 10, 12, 15 levels up, so to speak. It's all possible. It's all doable. If you have that trust, if you can summon that trust in you, then you will do it. You can. Okay, so we're going to a quick break. When we get back, I would love to take your calls. We can talk about this topic. We can talk about another topic. I'll explore flow with you, flow energy. Sometimes this means that I get you into a certain kind of aligned state. We actually move into flow state together. We do work energetically there. Sometimes it means I'm just reading information from flow, which is another aspect of flow dreaming, being able to read. That's where we're using the empathic intuition. Empathic, of course, referring to your emotional self, reading emotional information from the energies of the universe. So we do whatever comes up. And, of course, the flow dreaming upcoming up, which will be no doubt on our topic, being seen. So stay with me. I'll be back right after this. Hey, it's summer again. And yes, we're on break, but I wanted to share some important stuff with you about the hugely amazing and gorgeous Me School of Flow. Right now, it's either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. This means that I'm accepting students that I work with personally over the year ahead. And I teach you to do what I do, how to think how I think, how to work with flow, manifest, create, and use the universe the way it's meant to be used. You're going to create amazing things using flow. You'll also open and expand your empathic intuition. After doing this for a number of years, I can tell you, Me Schoolers make strides and hit goals way beyond what they think they're going to be able to do going in, over and over. You don't have to be a superstar going in, because that's what we're going to turn you into once you get there. If you're ready to go big, if you know you need to deepen your spiritual practice and your personal growth, then this is where you need to be. Your life, after all, only grows as big as you do. So Me School is online. That means you'll connect with me from all over the world. What to do next? Click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com. You'll see an area that talks about Me School. During enrollment, you can set up a free 20-minute call with me. And during waitlist times, I invite you to send me a note telling me about your interest. Okay, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. And welcome back. Let's get to our calls. I think we have Diane in Chicago. Hey, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Have we ever spoken before?
Not on the air.
Oh, okay. Great.
Not on the air. My question was, there's a career that I think I would like to go into.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I feel like, things are pretty good where I am. I'm doing well financially. I just got a raise. Things seem nice and steady. I feel like I'm in a good place with my family, with my spouse. But something keeps tugging at me to do something else, mm-hmm. and another career.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm wondering is, and I'm concerned that I might not like it, that I might not do well at it, that I, you know, would take a long time to make as much as I do now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's the other career?
I'll just open that up to you.
What's the other career you're thinking of?
Well, I'm really intrigued by relationship coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I love to give advice. I love to teach and listen. And so that's what I would think I would like to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, relationship coaching. And why do you feel you can't do both at the same time? Your day job,
well,
and your coaching work.
Because my day job takes up a lot of my day, and then I want to be with my family in the evenings and mm-hmm. on the weekends. So,
okay,
I guess I'm concerned it'll upset the balance in my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the concern is if I open up this practice, I will still need to devote a lot of time to my regular job, and I will be taking away from my family. That's the only area of my life that I could remove time from to start the coaching practice. correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a way that I would approach this inflow is I would put out a blanket question, meaning I would say, hey, Flo, right? I've already reached success in my career, my current career. You can already tell that I'm not as excited about it as I used to be. I'm happy about some aspects, but it's starting to bore me. And I love my family. I love my free time. How do I transition? Help me see, help me feel. What would be the easiest way that I could transition and taste what relationship coaching would feel like? Because right now I feel like I don't even have time to add a hobby into my life. Because if I added relationship coaching in, I could theoretically add it as a hobby. But for whatever reason, I feel like it would take away too much. So help me understand this. Help me see how is it that I can't have a beautiful, gorgeous, thriving hobby? Something that's kind of like a taste test. If I love it, if I'm giving myself to it completely, if it's starting to just take off like gangbusters, then I will know. I will know with a huge degree of security, this is right. I am stupid keeping my day job. I have to go into this other area. Are you following me energetically seeing this?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
See, so what I'm seeing as I look at you is you've had this perception that became, it's like hardened, you know, or calcified, the perception of like, of the choices and where they all stand. But if we just slightly shift your perception of them and you're saying to yourself, I'm just taking up another hobby. It'd be like if I was taking up ballroom dance or something. This means you don't have to send yourself to a 2-year ballroom dance full-time school to learn how to ballroom dance, right? You can start taking ballroom dance classes on the weekends. You can start practicing on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know, nights. You can have 3 or 4 people that you're working with, taste testing. How does it feel? And then allowing yourself to not say, I have to plan every step of this. Rather, hey, Flo, will you keep throwing at me the things that I need when I need them for the next step? Right? I want to keep this door open. I want to keep the fresh water flowing through it because I have a feeling it will revive me. It will feed me. And I want that feeling. And my family is going to adjust and flow around it the same way they would if I said, Mom's taking cooking classes now. I'm going to become a gourmet chef at home. They'd say, go to class, Mom. Okay. You want them to say, you know, go coach, Mom. Go get them. All right. So just shift the way you're playing with this. It's not a hardened thing with rules the way you see it. All right. Go into flow and start feeling that. And I think it'll make some good shifts for you.
Thank you.
All right, my dear. I'm sure we'll talk again. You seem familiar. I'll talk to you later.
I will see you in May school.
Oh, good. You're there. I think I know exactly who you are.
You know who I am.
I do. I just didn't want to call you out. All right. Take care. Bye now. Oh, that was funny. That was funny and fun. And what is this? I have open lines. How unusual. Hey, everybody. What? Did I scare you? Is the topic too big? I'm making y'all nervous and white knuckling. I don't want to talk about being seen. I don't want to be seen. You know, it's funny. Being seen, it really, this topic plays itself out in so many of the most subtle interactions. This is something that working with my students has shown me. Being seen, that means sometimes you won't place a call on a radio program. You don't want anybody to know who you are. Right? Because this fear comes up, this risk comes up, this sense that I'm sacrificing my safety comes up. Really? Got to get over that. Got to get over that. These little tiny hurdles, you'll see them inside yourself once you start playing with this topic. Or here's one that plays itself out in Me School. We use Facebook for some of our interaction and students will say, I don't like it. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be exposed in that platform. And I encourage every one of them. I respect, of course, everyone's decisions, but I encourage them. Why? What's making you feel unsafe? What's making you feel unsafe about this? Because when you start seeing these little hurdles in one place and then another, you realize, oh, that's the same feeling that makes me not put my hand up in class. It's the same feeling that makes me at work want to ask a question, but then I don't. I hope instead during the meeting that someone else will ask that question and then I'll get my answer. Right? All these little subtle ways we step back. And every one of these is really about stepping back and away from your own power over and over again. Remember, flow dreaming is largely, hugely about how we are showing up in our power in our lives versus pulling back from our power in our lives. Being seen is always about standing up and being in your powerful place, being inside your beliefs about yourself, right? It's about growing your belief, your faith in yourself, in what you can give and what you can offer. You guys following me? That's what being seen is. In fact, I would challenge you right now, write down some ways that you pull back, right? Do a little exercise with me. Write down ways that you pull back. When do you want it? And then you step back. Pick little things. Maybe that conversation that you were going to have with your ex-husband. Oh, well, I can wait till next week. Maybe that draft of something that you were going to turn into someone, that contract that you need to get to that proposal you need to get out to someone. But no, I'm going to hold back on that a little bit, right? You're really what this is coming down to. I'm afraid to be seen. I'm afraid to go big. I'm afraid of the judgment. I'm afraid of the criticism. I'm afraid it'll be wrong. All of these things. Power is not strong. If you want to go big in the world, you have to get comfortable with those risks. Now, you don't have to do it all at once, right? You don't go from 0 to 100. You go from 0 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 15 to 20. You learn to do this in increments so small that you don't even realize you're progressing, right? That sometimes is one of my biggest challenges with my Me School students, to have them understand they're progressing, because we're making it happen at such a familiar, comfortable level that I actually ask them, look back, see your progression. I know it's happened so comfortably for you. You didn't even realize it really happened to this degree, right? That's why it's a year program, because I need them to look back all year and recognize, whoa, I am a different person. I am completely changed. I am all of these things that I never thought I could be. And yet here I am. And then the question is, you've gone big to a certain level. Do you want to find out what the next level looks like? Do you believe you can reach that next tier? And usually they're saying, I have no idea what that would even feel like. And I say, but look, you have past experience now. You have something to base this on very clearly. You did it once. You can do it again. You can have faith. You can have trust that same amount of growth can occur a second time, a third time, a fourth time. Totally up to you whenever you want to quit, right? Whenever you want to just level off for a while, right? What a beautiful staging of yourself to be in, to know that you have that flexibility, have that essentially control. Right? You're controlling the on-off switch of your life, of what you can become. You know, it's funny too, when you go big, you have to think about it like, I don't even know what big really means. You know, I'm humble. I don't know what big actually means for me. Because from where I'm standing, everything looks big. Imagine Jack and the Beanstalk, right? If you're little Jack and you're looking up, what are you really seeing? Are you seeing the castle in the clouds? No, you're looking up at the top of a giant leaf or the bottom of a giant leaf, right? You're looking right up the beanstalk. You see a big green ceiling and you're like, that's it. That's my next level. That's where I'm going. You don't see it. You have to move to the next point to see the point above that. Get where I'm going? This is what makes life so continuously exciting, so fun. Because every time you get to the next point, you say, wow, there's more. There's a whole new place for me. I never knew that was really people live like this. Really? They think like this? Really? It's like, think about those people. Remember when that book, The 4-Hour Workweek, came out? Do you remember your reaction?
Right. Totally. Who can do that? I bet he's a trust fund kid. I bet he's just saying that to market the book. I bet, right? All this resistance, all this stuff comes up
because you can't think at that level yet. It's not realistic. It's not a possibility. But for some people, I know these people, it is a possibility. It's very real. It's very, very real. They've organized their life around this because they jumped up that first level of the beanstalk. They're up in the giant's mansion. They are the giant in the mansion, right? This is what you can do when you begin to say, I'm getting over myself and I'm really going to see what happens if I'm seen. I never want to travel with that fear inside me again. I'm totally ready. Totally ready. And I'm not waiting another damn year. I've waited too many years. I keep saying, I'll do it next year. I'll do it next year. And then I don't. I'm doing it now. All right, chew on that. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we get back, I think we're going to spend some time in flow, feeling like the giant in the house. Right after this. Here we are on a quick break, and I have a few suggestions for you. First of all, if you're wondering how to flow dream or what flow dreaming really is, I have a free gift bag of downloads for you on my website right now. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email. That's it. You'll get the downloads right then, instantly. And they're a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream. And I give you a free flow dream to start with. This saves me from reteaching the basics over and over again on this show. And it gives you the first step toward a freaking awesome life. You're going to find these downloads on my homepage right now. So pop in your email and I'll send them right over to you. Next, my manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com is what underwrites this entire show. It brings it to you free every week, and it has for the last 10 years, which is saying quite a lot. And what's there? Amazing playlists on all kinds of topics. MP3s, flow dreams that end fear, that get you unstuck, that can get you to your perfect career, that can get you out of debt, help you find your soulmate, so much more. These playlists are incredibly powerful, highly effective. My inbox is full every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who've received eye-popping bonuses, who've reduced massive amounts of pain or healed themselves in so many different ways. So please go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to pick up and start using to change your life with. Okay, back to the program. Welcome back. Are you guys ready to flow with me? I think yes. Oh boy. All right. So if you are new to flow dreaming, please know it is not meditation. This is my usual spiel. I'm so sorry for everybody who's listened to this 1,000 times. It's not meditation. It's not creative visualization. It is not self-hypnosis. It's not any of the other modalities, although it can feel familiar with them. Flow dreaming is a three-parted technique, meaning you use your emotional self to generate the kinds of feelings that you want to have in your life, right? There's a lot of similarities to the work of Abraham Hicks, I have a ton of Abraham Hicks fans in my, who come to my store and email me that I talk with. In that sense, it's all about emotional reconditioning, right? Changing the way you feel on an ongoing and permanent basis. The way that we tap into our greater selves, that we tap into non-physical. And I don't think that we're only hardwired to do it while we're in our sleep. I think, every day, all through the day. We are like little email servers or computers constantly, you know, pinging the email. Ping, ping, ping. Any got any new news? Ping. You got any new advice? Ping. You got any new direction? Ping, ping, ping. Right? Every time we drift off into a daydream, which, by the way, scientists do not know why we do. I think it's one of those things that it has a multifaceted rationale behind it. I think we're actually reaching out and touching something greater, our expanded consciousness. I think that's why we so often daydream about negative things, because we're basically offering that to our higher selves. Work this out for me. This is my problem. Work it out. I'm uploading it to you right now. So we use this idea of guided daydreaming. Guided meaning it's kind of like lucid dreaming at night. Normally when we daydream, we lose track. We don't know we're doing it. We kind of snap out of it. When we're doing it in flow dreaming, we're very aware of what we're creating. Although we do often lose track of time, we lose track of where we are. We don't even realize we're still sitting down. We're off someplace. The third part of flow dreaming is the most unique. It's this awareness of flow itself, flow energy. This has deep historical research behind it in terms of psychology, the flow state. It's well known, well documented in positive psychology as a state of being where, you know, miracles occur. Things crack open for people. Scientists make discoveries. Athletes perform in top form. It's a true altered state of being that connects you to something typically which feels outside of time and space, as if you are riding forward in this beautiful stream of consciousness itself, perfect right direction, really perfection in all ways. It's this understanding that everything in our universe has this kind of development ahead of it, a trajectory, if you will. Our universe itself is expanding. Our earth is rotating in the correct direction. Our seasons are always, you know, right on target. We age appropriately. If everything was messed up, none of this would be occurring. We all have a direction, a movement that is increasing who and what we are, adding to us as opposed to subtracting away from us, right? Every day, you know more. You don't wake up knowing less. This is the understanding. Flow is this magical, gorgeous state, partly spiritual, partly physical, just like us. So you bring these three things together into flow, and voila, flow dreaming. There you have it, a way to consciously direct, shape, encode your future, your flow, your greater energy self with a template, a blueprint, an emotional blueprint of who you are. And I teach people how to change themselves inside, change their thinking, change their characteristics. And I teach people how to change their outsides, their exteriors, their jobs, their relationships, their health. It's all the same. It's all just the same energy manifesting itself. So close your eyes with me and play along. Even if you don't know how to do it yet, play along. I'm going to ask you to get emotional. My voice is going to reflect that emotionality. I'm going to ask you to see things, daydream. If you can't see things or hear things, don't worry about it. It is not the most important aspect of this work. So close your eyes with me and release. And I think we'll have some music creating this bed of sound that we just allow ourselves to float on, floating on the waves of the universe, floating on the waves of light. You're a feather floating in the energies. Do you see yourself sparkling, a little white feather? You're sparkling, the waves of light are sparkling. You're feeling pulled, you're feeling drawn. There's a current of you, you moving forward. You look back, there's a tail, like the tail of a comet stretching out as far as you can see, just you, where you've been, what you've had, what you've experienced, what you've been through. All of that encoded now part of you permanently and forever. Knowledge rich, acquired. And then here you are in the present again, this drifting feather, moving through this very moment, moving through this experience, feeling it in all of its depth. How are you feeling? Where are you going? When you look forward, are you being seen? Are you expanding? Or are you contracting? Are you staying small and still and hidden? Your imagery transforms. You see yourself in your life now. Go about your daily life. Watch it in front of you, a little movie projector. There you are, waking up for breakfast. Oh, and perhaps you're going off to work, or maybe you're retired. Maybe you're going off to the gym. Maybe you're going to school. What's happening in your day? How are you playing it out? What are your dreams? Do you see your dreams? They're like little multicolored kites that are hovering above your head. Your dreams, your goals, your desires, they're always with you, even when you're not aware of them. Even when you're going through whatever you're doing, brushing your teeth, signing a paper. Your dreams are always there. They never leave. They're part of you. They're part of your flow. Where are they going? Are you acting toward them, or are you acting against them? Are you telling them, hold still, stay still, quit that, stop moving? Or are you saying to your dreams, go, unfurl, unroll, where do I need to go? Watch, do you see one of your dreams? It's like a brightly colored kite, gorgeous, it's drifting ahead of you and it's leading you now. And you're saying, take me where I need to go. And this dream is saying, people are going to see you. They're going to see you. They might talk about you. They might have criticism about you. Are you ready for that? And you're saying, you know what? That's not going to affect me anymore. I'm going to get out of my way. What I'm here to do is bigger than that. And you can feel it. You say it to yourself all the way down deep inside you. What I'm here to do is bigger than that. It's bigger than that. I can't let that get in the way. I can't let those small things, I can't let it get in the way. And then your dream tugs at you and says, good. That means we've chosen correctly when we chose you. Come with me. Follow me. We have what's next for you. It's always been here. It's already here. The next thing and the next and it's next. Jump on this. Take this. You know what it is. You can feel it inside you. You know what it is. Go on. And you say, yes, yes, I will, I will, I will, I will. And you just release yourself into it. Releasing, it's like floating, flying, jumping off a ledge of light and fly, fly, flying into that dream. And you know what? Everyone does see you. They see that bright, twinkling light in the sky, flying and dancing. And that's what they want too. To be just like that, flying and dancing, just like you. And on that feeling, you allow your flow and your flow dream to resolve, and you find yourself returning, and you open your eyes, and you're astounded that 5-6 minutes has gone by so quickly. While you were outside of time, in flow. And that, my friends, is a taste of a very powerful flow dream, what it would feel like when you practice being seen. So I'm going to wrap with one final note. B-School is enrolling. It's enrolling right now. If you're listening in archives, it may or may not be, but if you're listening live or you're listening around the enrollment date, I am on the phone. I am bringing you in. We enroll once a year. We practice being seen. You'll practice with me every week, every 2 weeks, constantly. You will become this. This is your commitment to become the person you want to become. So jump in, hop in. It's totally worth a phone call at the very least. There's a good chance you'll talk with me and I can help you. I can give you those insights. All right, so that wraps it up for us. It has been beautiful. Love you all. Stay in your flow. Keep flow dreaming. And I'll talk to you all next week. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny. And she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real. It's called The Dear Venus Show on iTunes.